Eisenhower was always had a had a negative view about nuclear weapons and nuclear war. Even during World War II, when Eisenhower first heard about Hiroshima, he said it was wrong, it wasn't necessary. He later regretted he said that, but nevertheless, that is his first reaction. When he was later asked about it, he said, "I missed a good opportunity to keep my mouth shut." Whether that's regret, I'm not quite sure, but it's very close to it. And but from his first days as president, he began to promote the idea of somehow getting the atom under control, of arms control, nuclear arms control. And one of his very first acts in office was his speech called Atoms for Peace, which then led to the creation of the International Atomic Energy Agency. And to update this talk to this week, you will have noticed that agency, which he created in the UN agency, which he called for in 1953, just won the Nobel Peace Prize. And it's its director, sorry. That's a consequence of Eisenhower's thinking. Now at the time, during his first term, his advisors were all from the nuclear world. And they promoted by Lewis Strauss, essentially brought in by Lewis Strauss. And they were reluctant about any kind of limitations on nuclear weapons, which is where Eisenhower was headed. Finally, in 1957, beginning of his second term, Eisenhower made a public press conference, said, we've got to do something. I believe it is now possible to move in the direction of a nuclear test ban, and we're going to open talks with the Russians on this subject. When Senator Henry Jackson heard that, he was always an extreme opponent of this, and the redoubtable Richard Pearl was one of his staff members. Jackson arranged for Lawrence, Teller, and another third physicist, Mark Mills, to brief Eisenhower and tell him why this is a bum idea. And essentially it was, as it always is, they said, "Not now. We've just got this great idea, which we are about to exploit, and a test ban will make it, will stop us." Now the great idea was what's called a clean bomb. It was a nuclear weapon, a large nuclear weapon, in which the radioactivity had been greatly reduced. And they managed, you can almost see the crocodile tears, but anyway, you know, when we use these big bombs, surely we don't want to have excessive, more fallout than we need, and therefore it's a moral obligation to go ahead and develop these clean bombs, which will have less long, they'll have less long range damage, do less long range damage, the same amount of near damage, but less long range damage than the bombs which are now being designed and entering a stockpile. And they said, "We need more testing in order to do this." And they also said, "We all recognize that testing is creating a worldwide problem with fallout,